Lighter side of the news brought to you by Farmington Bank. John's been collecting the stories. What do you have?
I'm not sure this is the idea that will bring back the U.S. Postal Service to start raking in the cash all over again, but they just announced the first ever scratch and sniff stamp.
Scratch and sniff? What does it smell like?
The postal workers.
There are 10 different stamps. These are the forever stamps. They have fruit, chocolate, root beer. No. Why?
This is going to rejuvenate the whole system.
I like the chocolate idea, especially, you know, because one of the reasons you buy so many stamps is for wedding invitations. And if you're sending out wedding invitations,
I suppose,
chocolate
yeah.
and love go yeah, hand in hand. Okay.
You also buy stamps as an insurance policy to prevent it from when it goes up, you don't pay the full price.
Forever.
Forever.
The forever stamp.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Kind of cute.
Most successful coffee company in history made a little expansion announcement yesterday.
Starbucks or Dunkin'?
Starbucks.
Okay.
Don't forget, Dunkin' is only regional in this area.
It's not all over the country?
No,
that's right.
Sir.
Dunkin' is New England, yeah.
Okay, here's the announcement. Starbucks will open a new storefront in China.
Yes.
Every 15 hours through the year 2022.
That's a little ambitious, don't you think?
Every fifth crazy.
Yes. Okay, it's not the Super Bowl, but it's bigger than any American TV show, the Royal Wedding Ratings.
Right.
Oh, how?
Well, 20 million?
Wait, everybody tuned into different channels, though. Which network?
This is on U.S. TVs.
Okay.
It's not going to
any specific network.
Because just about everybody carried it.
Right.
29.2 million.
Wow. Now, what about worldwide viewing?
Multiply it times. Yeah. Pick a number.
Yeah.
Power outage in Tony, Lake Worth, Florida.
Yes.
7,000 very rich people affected.
They're not happy.
The power company message on social media read on Sunday night, due to extreme zombie activity.
Yeah, right.
Bizarre.
They're
huh?
trying to make light of
but,
a situation.
You know, but wealthy people are just like everyone else. There's only one guy in the neighborhood who has a generator, so
right.
they're all trying to sponge off of his generator.
Right. Can I run an extension cord?
No! Yeah.
And no sense of humor. Our latest drunk passenger offering, drunk airline passenger flight from Denver to Charleston, South Carolina, after a series of vodka drinks.
Oh, yeah.
The man began grabbing the leg of a woman next to him.
Oh, no.
So
oh,
they changed his seat away from her. He then proceeded to unzip and began urinating on
no.
passengers.
What?
Passengers?
Guess they were pissed about that.
What?
Mother. You know, that's when your fist accidentally slips and punches them right in the... Oh,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I was not in control of my right hand.
It just slipped right into your nose.
Yeah.
And Gary, this is the story of a man and his pig. In North Ridgeville, Ohio, a man walking down the street, kind of a bizarre visual, followed by a pig.
Right.
Is it a big pig or a little
no, a
micro?
Like a micro pig?
Yes.
Aww.
Should have been carrying that
no,
little piggy.
Police believe the man must be drunk, so they confiscated the pig.
Oh, took his pig?
And
no.
brought the man in for questioning.
Yes.
Until they realized that it's not illegal for a totally sober man to be walking home with his pet pig by his side.
Yeah, right. What's wrong with that?
Man and pig were driven home.
Yeah.
No charges.
Yeah.
And that was that.
Right.
John,
a man and his pig.
Why are you doing the story about police officers picking up a man and his pig?
And that
what?
And that pig
yeah.
was his date from the night before.
No.
Next.
You are listening to Craig and Company. Only on 96.5 TIC.